World may be ending soon. Ah! 26 July 2006, this is Reverend Zim for UnNews. Sorry for that awful scream. Earth. CNN suggests that the world may be ending in light of recent events worldwide and the biblical book of Revelations. Many begin to build bomb shelters while others prepare to bend over when the time is right. This begs the question, are we all going to die, or can we sacrifice somebody like Paris Hilton to save our asses? The book of Revelations clearly identifies a world similar to ours that will experience numerous events before the end of the world. For example, Revelation 16:2, quote, "Before the world ends, gas will be over $3 a gallon. Two nations, Iran and North Korea, will try to get these huge bombs that blow the snot out of everything. And then there will be great battles, particularly in Iraq and Israel. Israel will be attacked by their enemies in the north, the Hezbollah, and George W. Bush will be president of the United States," unquote. Another quote from Revelations, this time 16:30, or 4:30 in America, quote, "In late July 2004, Bush will again face the Antichrist in battle. In their first encounter, the Antichrist, who takes the form of a pretzel, didn't nearly smite the fair but dim president. In this final encounter, Bush will be defeated by a final blow, shattering his empty skull, and all the king's horses and all the king's men won't be able to glue the pieces together again. The Antichrist will rule the world in a tyranny of salty pretzeliness. His word shall be heard from a burning bush, and the burning bush shall hear his word from a burning Moses," unquote. Some evangelical Christians take the above message a sign that the world will soon end. However, nobody else believes this, primarily because the Bible is a pop-up book. Others have suggested that we sacrifice people like the ancient Aztecs, and that we start with politicians and lawyers and work our way down to movie stars. Pastor Von Brewer told UnNews, and that's us, quote, "Whether or not the world will end is not up to us, but one thing is for certain, we will all die, except Connor McLeod," unquote. If the world does end, sources say, you shouldn't rely on FEMA or wait to be rescued, because there will be no rescue. The only contingency plan available, as issued by the U.S. government, is as follows. In case of apocalypse, duck and cover and wait for an all-clear siren. France, Italy, and Belgium have started Armageddon drills, where they simulate the end of the world once a month, and citizens practice panicking. Districts or countries that fail to meet quota standards for panicking are fined. The money then goes to civil works projects that build stuff, despite the fact that it will be torn down when Satan comes to town. The Red Man himself has been spotted planning his vacations and flights on Orbitz.com, his first stop being Liverpool. Satan told UnNews that he intends to end his trip somewhere between Kalamazoo, Michigan and Clearwater, Michigan, stopping along Interstate 94 to grab a bite to eat, while citizens in heaven say they intend to watch the inevitable apocalypse on Channel 9, right after Seventh Heaven. They say it's going to be hosted by Walter Cronkite, said one Cloud 9 resident. Others feel a bit of anxiety as statistics predict a huge population explosion in both heaven and hell during the apocalypse. Realtors in heaven say they don't have enough residential property to sustain such a large population explosion, while realtors in hell say that there's plenty of room for everyone. Quote, "We're actually looking forward to it," unquote, said one hell realtor. Quote, "We suggest people start looking up property values in hell right now and start making reservations. There's plenty of room in purgatory as well, which is a gated community," unquote. The has been the Reverend Zim for On News. Thank you for listening.